'Tis the season to get scared out of your socks. And while those goosebumps are up, consider just why you get scared. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more with the Psych Geeks, two guys who know what scares you and why.
Brain-eating zombies, giant mutant insects, ghosts, vampires, body cavity-invading aliens. The list of what scares us is long and varied, but the reasons why we're scared by stuff are basic human reactions we all share. Eric Wesselman and Scott Jordan are professors of psychology at Illinois State University and contributors to the recently released book, Supernatural Psychology, Roads Less Traveled. Jordan says what makes something scary for us has a lot to do with expectation and surprise.
If you have expectations, they can have you can have positive surprise, you can have negative surprise. And negative surprise would be what I think we call fear. Some people argue there are five basic fears: extinction, which is your own death; mutilation, which is the loss of a body part; the body invasion movies like Alien; loss of autonomy, separation from others; and then what would be called ego death.
Ego death.
Which is the loss of your social connectedness to others through ostracism, humiliation, shame, or guilt.
I think the core between all of that is threat of some level, whether it's physical threat or social threat. It's something that we wish to avoid. And so we have high physiological negative arousal towards it.
So there's a whole library of fears out there that we share. We're all checking books out of these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is what unites us as humans.
Right.
So horror is something that is terrifically popular in popular culture right now. And I'm wondering if there's a particular reason for that.
Fear and the genre of horror has been around for a long time.
Forever.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Often the way that the horror manifests itself is culturally relevant. In the 50s, we had all the radiation, large insect movies.
A monster leaving a trail of carnage, spreading panic across a continent.
And that was, of course, due to cultural fear of radioactive fallout. Fear is always there, and it's culturally mediated, and different cultural mediators play out in different generations.
Well, if we were to look at popular culture right now, what's scaring us right now? I mean, zombies were so huge for a long time, and I guess they still are pretty huge in popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to confess that I don't get it. Zombies I don't find particularly scary, but a lot of people do. Why zombies? Is that addressing some under our skin fear that we don't talk about?
You know, the zombie movies are an interesting genre, and it has, you know, there's sort of always been some key components to it, but culture, as Scott mentioned, culture mediated some of the expressions. So from the first major zombie films, really,
like 40s, Romero?
Before that,
oh,
actually.
Before Romero.
Yeah,
oh, like so, I Walked with a Zombie.
Yeah, exactly. You know, White Zombie with Bela Lugosi. And
zombies? Yes. They are my servants. In their lifetime, they were my enemies.
During the black and white Universal era, the zombies were, you know, voodoo Haitian inspired, if you will, whether they were actually members of that culture or whether it was members of the American predominantly white culture going in. And there was definitely some sort of racial component in terms of intergroup conflict. But this idea of a different culture robbing someone or robbing us of our will seemed to be particularly scary. And that kind of moved into Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you could argue, and things like that, too. The loss of will, more of ego. But then moving into Romero, they make one brief reference in Night of the Living Dead to a potential cause for the reanimation of the dead. And that was like some radiation coming from a satellite that came through.
Our old bugaboo radiation.
Right, right. And then progress forward to the zombie movies of the late 80s and early 90s, and now you start having a virus metaphor coming through with that.
The Psych Geeks will be part of a panel discussion on geek life, pop culture, and what scares us on Wednesday, November 7th at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts, immediately following a performance of the play She Kills Monsters.